Hey, America,
start listening now.
All right, we've got the host city. We are ready to go. Eric, we don't got a host city.
Wait. Yeah, what do you mean? No. Yeah,
they haven't announced it yet.
It's going to be what? A beautiful Parmistan.
My money's on Rome, but just in the Colosseum so that we can have historically accurate naval battles.
And that anybody who doesn't qualify gets thrown to the lions.
Perfect time to throw to the music. Eric!
And welcome to another shockingly violent episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision podcast from America, the beer that beer would drink. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
Dude, you don't even drink beer.
I do.
The beer that beer will drink.
So does that make it a cannibal or a vampire?
Why not both?
It's a canpire.
A vanable?
Well, that's good too.
Vanable. Well, Halloween's coming up sooner than we know it. What can we say? Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it is.
Speaking of terrifying things coming into your home, Sam, hit him with the socials.
Hey, you can follow us on social media at 12 Points USA on Facebook or Twitter. Just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Wherever you are getting us, if it gives you the chance to give us a review, a like, subscribe, any of those wonderful things, feel free to give us as many stars as your little fingers can muster, or your big fingers, whichever fingers you'd like to use. Give us stars. We need them.
Yeah, finger us. Wait, hang on.
You could reach Eric directly at...
Eric is tweeting. Let me know how you feel about my dumb jokes. Or my good jokes, with whichever fingers you feel are appropriate. I'm going to stop talking now.
No, Eric. I just like to watch you dig. See if eventually you can dig up.
No.
I gave him a picture of
that wasn't. That wasn't a joke, though. Everyone out there, we still do not have a host city. It's impossible. I think we've narrowed it down to, what, four? Four cities, Sam?
Yeah. I believe it's still technically four. It's Pesaro, Rimini, Bologna, Pesaro, Rimini, Bologna, Turin, or I think Milan is still in the running, too, so I think it might be five.
Okay. They haven't eliminated anyone yet.
They're all fine candidates.
Yep.
Except Rimini.
Yeah, let's see how they do in the swimsuit contest.
Ooh.
Bologna's Bologna. Nice gams.
My Bologna has a first name. It's been a long day, guys. Like I'm my head is still not in the right time. So like I literally just got back from vacation last night, so I have no idea what the heck's going on right now.
Sam traveled.
Yeah.
I know.
Sam is inside a little plastic cocoon right now.
Yep. I was in the outside world, so now I need to hide away from the outside world for a little while. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I was tested before and just got tested again. I'm sure I am fine. My boyfriend, same deal. Nothing to worry about. But yeah, spent a week and a half road tripping through New Mexico, which was amazing.
Sam, that was just an eye test, though.
Oh, crap.
Came back negative.
Negative for eyes. Yeah, that explains.
Tested negative for having eyes.
That explains so much.
Today's episode is, we have a bunch of news. We haven't done an episode in about 3 weeks. So today is going to be all about news. Despite us not having a host city, we do have a bunch of other developments.
Yeah, I just have to say, the EBU, they've played us a little bit dirty on this one. They tweeted a GIF of a pizza, or GIF if you wish to say. I say GIF, fight me. GIF of a pizza, and just saying, it's coming soon. And I'm like... That's going to madden both
fans. Like the new Domino's deep dish is coming soon. I can't wait.
Wait, yeah. Which means like they should have given us the host city within half an hour, or it's free, right?
They just give us a big casserole of baked ziti. Like, great job, EBU.
But I mean,
it's
like
Italy. What do you think they're going to do, man?
But I mean, it's ticking off the fans because it's like, we know we're in a frenzy here. Let us know where the heck are we going. And then it's ticking off the Italians. It's like, we're more than just pizza. You know that, right?
Isn't that what they said, like, at Eurovision? It was just like, and we will be going to the land of pizza and accordion music or something. Like,
and then, like, everybody's trying to, like, read into what kind of pizza it is. It's like, okay, well, it's totally Neapolitan style, so it's got to be Naples, right? Naples isn't even in the running, folks.
Naples didn't even apply.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, well it's also, got red sauce, so maybe it's bolognese. No.
Also, just no Naples. Just no.
But yeah, so needless to say, we've all been staring at a pizza, wondering what it means, other than it's dinner time and I'm hungry. So EBU, rye, just throw us a bone and maybe a pizza.
You know, they're having fun with this, and it's frustrating because they tweeted out about Eurovision again and that it was coming up. and looking for guesses of like, oh, which year are we're going to have this time or whatever. And the tweet of that also just said, also, please stop saying host city when.
So then you had a whole bunch of people tweeting host city why.
Host city when. Mm-hmm. Host nobody city ever where?
Asks, yeah, nobody ever asks host city how.
Oh.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could be any day now. It could, again, come out before this episode releases, but after we record it, like we said was going to happen last time, and now it's been a few weeks and there's just been nothing.
Three dang weeks. So
again, and I apologize. I was on vacation. I couldn't bring my recording equipment on the road trip.
I'm just more impressed that we still don't have the news.
Yeah. And they did sort of make a statement just saying we're still working on it, but that was it. They kind of made it sound like they hadn't actually made a decision yet.
That's kind of the vibe that I got. But I mean, we'll get the info when we get the info. I feel like
This
kind of happens.
Of things to come. Allora.
Allora.
Oh, God.
Mr. Neff.
Mr. Neff.
Mr. Neff. How is Mr. Neff doing? If you know Mr. Neff, yeah. If you know Mr. Neff, tell him we say hi.
So,
friend of the show.
I saw somebody, I think just in a group chat or something, speculate that the later time frame in terms of the city being announced could potentially correspond to the event also occurring later than it normally does. Do you think there's any possibility
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like Ukraine 2017 was announced a bit later than people were expecting. There was a bit of back and forth about which venue and which location, all that good stuff. It still went on in the middle of May. It's a week here, a week there. It's going to be fine. We're all just kind of anxious about it. I just want to know where to book a hotel. But when the info comes out, the info comes out, and it'll be
That's
great.
What they're doing. This is all a big ploy by Trivago.
Maybe. I hope we can all hope it's in a city where we can buy a house for a euro.
No. Ooh.
Just that'd be stay cool. there.
Hopefully.
It'd be great. Be Sweet. Like the real world. That'd be cool.
Which one of us is Puck?
Oh, no, Danny. Thanks.
Yeah, it's Danny. Oh,
what?
Or maybe it's Derek. I don't know.
It's Derek. All right. So we might not have host city information, but we do have one artist confirmed already.
Woo! The Wikipedia page is slowly filling up.
A new challenger enters the arena. It's Belgium. It's Jeremy Maquis.
Yeah,
no song, of course.
Yeah, no, we're not gonna know that for quite a while yet. But we do know a little bit about Jeremy. Seems like a really, really cool guy. Recently a winner of The Voice of Belgium. I believe coached by Loïc Notet, wasn't he?
No.
He was not coached by Loïc.
No. Loïc was there. He is one of the coaches, but he was actually coached by Beverly Jo Scott. That's a very Belgian name if I've ever heard one. who co-wrote Rhythm Inside with Loïc Notet, but was not Loïc. They're both there. Beverly Scott actually is from a very Belgian place called Alabama. She was born in Deer Park, Alabama. And lives in Belgium now working as a singer-songwriter.
Cool.
If for our European listeners who may not be familiar with Alabama, Alabama is the what of Europe, would you say?
Boy.
Be careful.
I can't say it. Belarus, but imagine it's a swamp.
Yeah, they're not anymore. We can make fun of them again.
Let's go. Alabama, yeah. The third worst state in the country.
Ooh. Which ones are worse? And don't answer that.
Yeah, I'm not.
I want our listeners to answer that. Let us know on the socials which two
Light
states are
socials.
Worse than Alabama. There are exactly two.
And if you All say right, Minnesota, you are no longer a friend of the show.
That's right. No.
What do we got from the other countries in Europe? There are other countries in Europe besides Italy and Belgium, believe it or not.
I don't believe it. I mean, I just kind of want to touch on Jeremy and his background again. Like, he's actually a really cool guy. Like, he is multi-talented, multilingual, actually. Like, oftentimes you see the Belgian entries kind of vacillate back and forth between the Dutch speakers and the French speakers, back and forth, because they kind of split duties with these broadcasters. He is multilingual. He actually is fully fluent in both, which is very cool to see. So a nice little unity candidate there. And also a really good soccer/football player.
Yeah, he is, I believe, a goalkeeper for a team in the second level of the Belgian club football league system. What was the name of the team again, Sam?
That would be Excelsior Vierton.
Vierton, that's right.
Excelsior.
Yeah. By the way, this doesn't matter, but the Belgian football system is weird. It starts with Division A, then Division B, then Division 1, then Division 2, and so on.
in Division Gamma.
Yeah, so if you make it to Division One, congratulations, you're the third best.
Division Eye of Horus, Division Two Reeds.
Yeah.
Horned Viper, please.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gotta love that horn.
Triangle.
Ooh.
Silver Snakes. Shoes. Silver Snakes. Mm-hmm.
I was always a fan of the Shrine of the Silver Monkey by myself. Yeah. Myself.
But yeah, he's, I don't know if anybody listened to any of his performances on The Voice. He's got a hell of a voice. Like, I mean, who knows what kind of song they're going to give him, but he's certainly talented enough to do really well at this thing. I think he got three button push chair turnaround things within the first like 3 seconds.
Is that a technical term?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it was I just said, yeah, that's what they call it. So button push chair turnaround things that they were, you know, he sings like two notes and they're like, yep, I'm in. Let's go. This guy's got it. And he does.
Got it.
In one of the performances, he did a version of Michael Jackson's Earth Song.
Ooh.
And yeah, that's that is a challenging song to sing. And he did very, very, very well. And I'm excited to see what direction they go with him. If they go with a really powerful ballad like that, or if they go with a more straight up pop dance sort of a thing, or what. I feel like he could be utilized a number of ways. So we'll see.
All right. I'm just excited that we actually have a name on the list and that it's somebody with really great talent and potential. I'm really, really excited. I'm just happy to see the whole process rolling on again, honestly.
Oh yeah, it's to happening. See it begin slowly here at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, our other lists are filling up too.
Yeah, like we've got more countries officially confirming that they're in. Slovenia, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Poland, they've all said, yep, we're in. We'll, you know, we opening up the floodgates for applications to come in.
Thank God. A couple of them need mulligans after last year.
So far, we've had about 30 countries officially say we're in. That doesn't necessarily mean that the only 30 countries are confirmed. Behind the scenes, people can easily send their information to the EBU, say, yeah, we're in. You know, the BBC, for example, is a great example of this. You could send the paperwork to the EBU and say, yeah, we'll sign up for Eurovision next year. Just because you're not saying it to the public doesn't mean that you're not in it. Like, there's stuff that happens behind the scenes as well. So,
yeah, Russia's in the same boat. They have not officially confirmed. We fully expect them to be there, but they're technically not on the list yet.
Yeah, but our list is different from the list that the EBU is looking at right now. So we'll get more official word in the next couple of months. So if you're not hearing your country officially saying, yeah, we're in it for 2022, don't panic. Give it time. We'll find out sooner enough.
unless you're Montenegro, then you can maybe.
Yeah.
Aww. Do wish they'd come back. I'm in Slovakia, too.
Yeah.
Slovakia has officially said they are not. Montenegro, I think, has not said either way, although I don't really expect.
I just think Slovakia has a better chance of coming back than, say, Liechtenstein.
Probably true, yeah.
Yeah. That whole lack of an EBU broadcaster is kind of a cramp in their style.
There's only room for one microstate in this continental singing competition.
Yeah. I think the expectation is probably still everyone from last year will be back, plus Armenia.
That's my expectation / hope. Again, we'll see.
Fingers crossed for Armenia. They're usually pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's also the fact that we're seeing them at Junior. And we'll talk about Junior in a little bit. The fact that they have confirmed for Junior is probably a pretty decent sign about their presence in Italy. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We have some more information on countries doing national finals or returning to national final setups, including Ireland returning to a national final for the first time in a couple of years. They basically are going to be returning to their system where it'll be a show within their one of their big late night talk shows, like the RTE's Late Late Show. So imagine if Jimmy Fallon were hosting a national final between an interview with Robert De Niro and a performance by, I don't know, Doja Cat. Like it's just a part of a late night talk show, and sometimes it becomes its own thing. But yeah, so it's that's what they're doing. I think the last time that they did that was 2015 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Applications are, if they're not currently open, they will be open soon. So yeah, if you're Irish and you got a song, yeah, send it over to RTE. I am neither of those things, so somebody else do the work for me.
I'm like 2% Irish. Could I do it?
Maybe.
I'll look into it. Probably. All right. I don't know that I'm going to do that, but we'll see. I don't know.
I hate to bring us back to Italy, I lied. There's only one country in Europe, and it's Italy right now. But we have a revamp to the Giovanni section of San Remo. That's right. You guys were talking about this before we started.
Yeah. Okay. So we know and we love the fact that the San Remo Festival is a juggernaut.
Is 10 days long.
Yeah. 27 hours per day, never ending, never changing, this giant juggernaut monolith.
Yes.
It's Leviathan. Like the thing from the end of the movie Akira that just grows and consumes Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
That's San Remo.
Yeah, more or less. Well, they've kind of gotten the feeling that maybe it is a little bit too big. So the powers that be have decided to chip away a little bit of the programming. Okay, so normally what happens at San Remo is that you've got the big marquee contest with all the huge names that everybody in Italy knows fighting for the ticket to Eurovision, or at least the first refusal for that ticket. But running concurrently is a contest for newcomers. They are still within the scope of San Remo programming. It's still part of that multi-day, multi-hour setup. But what they've decided to do is to sort of skim things down and make the newcomer section its own program happening a couple months before San Remo. And the top two performers from this newcomer section will go to the big show.
As competitors?
As competitors.
And that's a change, right? Because the new competitor thing was sort of its own thing, even though it was part of the same show before, right?
Yes. However, back in 2019, I do believe that Mahmoud won a newcomer section and then got siphoned over into the big show, and he ended up winning the whole big thing.
Ah.
So it's they've been playing around with this formula in the past. It's the first time that we've kind of seen it as two completely separate things, but it's a way for them to cut down on programming, still help launch a couple of careers, and these two newcomers will have a shot at the big show.
Will there still be Zlatan?
There's always Zlatan.
All right, good.
Just I'll pretend sure. I know what that means.
The soccer player. This is a soccer show now.
Soccer is.
Okay.
It's 12 points for soccer, which is a lot of points if you're watching soccer.
Yikes. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other team is just falling down.
Speaking of national finals either growing or shrinking, Eesti Laul has decided to go even bigger.
It's growing.
It's growing. They used to have a 2 semifinal to 1 final setup. Now they are going on to a quarterfinal setup with a total of 40 songs vying for the title. So that is a massive increase, I believe almost twice the size. So yeah, and that will be starting, I believe those songs will be released in October. So we will know sooner rather than later some of these early songs for Eesti Laul. Very excited.
Oh, I'm so excited for there to be so many songs that won't win. And for me to be mad about that fact.
Oh, yes.
That's what national final season is all about, is watching your favorites get crushed and then being mad online about it, about that, and then forgetting about it a couple of days later. Like, that's what it's about for me. I'm pumped.
No, I love national final season, and Eesti Laul in particular is one of my all-time favorites. So very excited to see them kind of cast a wider net. Hopefully that'll bring in some more weirdness. I like it when Eesti Laul goes a little weird. Ask like me Tartu? About my love affair with Winnie Pooh and Tartu.
Oh, it's not Ukraine.
Danny, we still have to show you Winnie Pooh.
I know. I believe you've already teased me that you're going to make me watch it during the 100th episode.
Yep. 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 Yep.
I have not looked into it deliberately.
Good. Good.
Well, I see we have Sweden next as far as national final news go. Please do not tell me that Sweden is getting bigger.
No, they're staying the same size. They're just migrating a bit. They're roaming around the countryside looking for fresh meat.
It's not growing, but it is galumphing across Sweden.
Yep. Assuming that health precautions stay as they are, Sweden is hopefully returning to its national tour next year. The semifinals will be in Malmö, Göteborg, Linköping, and Lidköping, which I'm told are two different cities, in fact.
So it's Linköping and Lidköping. There's one letter difference between the names of these places.
Yeah, Linköping and Lidköping.
It sounds like the name of like a pair of elves that are in a cartoon made by people on LSD.
That's
roaming through a forest where everything is edible, or is it? Well, somebody, I killed the show.
Somebody please make this a thing.
Love it.
Anyway, we move on to Arne Scholzvik for Anders Johnson, the second chance round. And then finally, as is customary, Stockholm will be the site of the final.
Wahoo.
In the big ball.
Oh?
No, it's not. It's not in the Globen.
It's not?
In Friends.
Oh, okay.
Friends Arena.
Well, it should be in the Globen.
I think so too. I love Lubin.
Can't wait to go to world's largest Friends Arena.
Yeah, I think it's literally the world's largest spherical building.
Yeah, and it also serves as the model for the sun in Earth's mm-hmm. largest scale model of the solar system.
Oh, yep. I see. That's right.
And okay. It's like legitimate everything's to scale compared to the size of the globe, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And Pluto, I think because Pluto was a planet when they did that, is still like on the northern tip of Sweden because that's how far away Pluto is.
Yeah.
And it's really small. Oh. It got eaten by a caribou.
That's what happens when you roll Pluto in moss. The caribou are just going to lick it. And, you know.
You would think that the world's biggest spherical building would be in like Dubai or like Abu Dhabi or something. That I'm seems sure, like their kind of thing.
I'm sure somebody's working on it right now.
They'll have it by the end of the decade.
Yeah. As soon as they catch wind of the globe, it's on.
As soon as they listen to this podcast, they'll know.
Sorry, Globin, we've just destroyed your dreams and your legacy. That's us, 12 Points from America, destroying iconic legacies one building at a time.
Since 2019?
19.
19. Okay. Aww. Good. 18. 19? Ah, well.
I think it's 19.
19, because I was in Tel Aviv. Yeah, Derek and I were in Tel Aviv.
That's right. For just regular Eurovision news.
Yep, we do also have junior news.
Yes, we have some junior news. We
could segue to that really quick. We have a field now.
Yes.
It's a vast field of gillyflowers and 19 countries.
Is that bigger than before?
Well, year's was really small. I think we only had 12 last year.
12? Yeah.
Yeah, this year we have 19.
Yep. Last time we recorded, we only had 16 songs. We're like, are they going to have any more? But yes, Armenia, Kazakhstan, and Bulgaria, surprisingly enough, are back in the fray. So we only have one non-returning country in Belarus. But altogether, returning to the contest, we have Albania, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bulgaria, Ireland, Italy, North Macedonia, and Portugal. So 19 songs, 19 countries, 19 artists. It's the biggest that we've had in quite a while, if not ever. So very excited about that. Germany have officially selected their song. They had their national final just this past, since our last episode. The song is called Imagine Us by Pauline, which is very thematically appropriate considering the song... The title of the entire event is just Imagine.
Mm-hmm. Imagine
so,
all the us.
I was going to say, imagine us and us. I does.
God.
That's how it'll be. Pauline, come to us. We'll write your song.
Also, we have announcement from Spain. They have announced their singer. We're still waiting on a song, but Levi Diaz, the winner of La Voz Kids, is representing the country.
Which is just an impossibly cool name. Like, the kid was born to be a star. His name is Levi Diaz.
It's short, it's sweet, it's succinct, it's catchy. Levi
Diaz. It's actually short for Leviathan Diaz. By the way, largest field we've ever had at junior is 20. That was in 2018.
Oh. We can get there? Do you think we can get there?
No, it's locked in now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's closed.
2019, so the first year that we covered junior also had 19 entries.
Okay.
So we're back to normal, sort of, I guess.
Yep. Interesting thing about Levi, he is their first male singer for Spain at Junior Eurovision since 2006. But they also had a really long hiatus between like 2006 and 2019. So
I was going to say, Eric, is that a Statmotron record as far as just sending a single gender, like an unusual? It's not like they tried, you know, it's not like Spain was like, and we'll send girls because it gets us the wins. Like that's
I would have to look into that in terms of
you don't
of,
have
like,
a lot of junior
streaks.
on the Statmotron, do you?
No, we don't have a junior Statmotron at all yet. So
it's like the regular one, only in a much smaller font.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Comic Sans.
Oh,
if and when I make a junior Statmotron, I'm totally going to do that. That would be great. No, that would be interesting to see like what sort of streaks exist for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, they had a very long hiatus between the penultimate male singer or their most recent male singer and now. So what other information do we have? Yeah, we've recently had a Eurovision again.
Yes.
Yes. 1968, a banner year, really a classic one. In real life, Spain took the win with La La La, the most imaginatively titled title ever. The Spain repeated the win with the hypothetical contest as well. So good for Maciel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I unfortunately was not able to watch the show.
I haven't checked it out either.
Yeah, because of my aforementioned travels. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I watched it.
Eric, what was your verdict?
Oh, pleasant as F. It was just a it's such a delightful show. Like, all the music's just really nice. A lot of really, really good ones, including the winner. We actually talked about in our last episode, we mentioned this show because it's the first time there was a 1-point margin of victory.
Uh-huh.
Because Spain won by 1 over the UK, which was Cliff Richard. And Sam, you might know the answer to this. Is his outfit literally copied for the Austin Powers character?
I'm sure there's some measure of inspiration.
Because like he's literally dressed like Austin Powers.
Yeah, oh yeah, like the blue velvet suit and the
white silk cravat
frills, yeah. And yeah.
The dickie, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a dickie or a cravat?
It's a cravat.
What's a dickie then?
A dickie is just to cover. It's just there and it like extends here. The cravat is lace. It looks like a, you know, it looks like a it's lace. Imagine a lace ascot.
Okay, I was going to say that. What's an ascot?
An ascot is just a kerchief that's tied there and it's specifically tied in a specific way.
I'm just wondering how many times that I could say dickie and ascot on the podcast without us getting somehow dinged. Dickie,
keep going,
ascot.
Sam.
Dickie, ascot. Dickie, ascot.
I can get us dinged by just saying,
Way to go, Danny. That was way easier.
Yeah, that was really nice. Eric, before we get into the sadder and heavy news to just round out, why don't you give us our new tradition?
Oh, yes. The dumb rumor of the week. Oh,
okay.
It's a corker, too.
Okay.
So
the last one was just that ABBA is going to be at, you know, at Melody.
So. Yeah.
Or not
yeah,
Melody.
This one is actually reported on in the press, whereas this other one was just weirdos on Twitter talking about things that they would like to have happen. This actually comes from the Metro, a definitely reputable newspaper in the United Kingdom, right? Right?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh,
well,
dear.
Anyway, the Metro ran with a story that said the Venga Boys
are...
You know, the folks who like to party on
yes,
the Venga
they
bus.
They like to party.
Mm-hmm. Have expressed interest, as in this comes from them and no one else, in representing the UK at Eurovision.
Oh, boy.
Aren't they Dutch?
Yes. Well, that's the first thing is, yeah, they're from the Netherlands. They're not British at all. But I don't know. The exact quote from Robin Pors. I don't know. The person in the Venga Boy, he's a Venga Boy, evidently. Is
he the one who drives the Venga bus, or is he just the mechanic?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like the Venga Boys.
All right. So what did he say?
He said that they would love to sing for UK and they love the country.
What it comes off of as is the Venga Boys are down on their luck and they're going for the one country they're sure would love to have them.
Apparently, the Venga Boys also said they were embarrassed at the result that the UK had and thought it deserved a better placing.
We all were. Yes, yeah. They did. They objectively did.
Well, anyway.
Balls in your court, BBC.
Yeah.
You got your choice now between the Venga Boys and Bill Bailey.
And literally anyone else. has Bill
Come
Bailey
on,
expressed interest?
Mention.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, he has.
I'd be good with that. I'd prefer that.
Grant,
to the
yeah, I mean, I do like Bill Bailey. Don't get me wrong. And you know, I'm currently sort of slowly rewatching Black Books, which if you haven't seen is enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. I mean, part of me is like, oh, sweet. If he goes, then maybe I get to interview Bill Bailey and like talk to one of my comedy heroes. But like, I'm also like, no, send something that you would hear on the charts.
Send a musician, perhaps.
He is a musician, though. He's a very talented musician.
Well, all right, never mind.
Yeah, he's got like perfect pitch. He's actually a very talented musician with some actual like singing, songwriting chops behind him. But when was the last time you heard Bill Bailey on BBC Radio 1?
Last time I heard Venga Boys on BBC Radio 1.
That too.
This is apparently from June, but I've got another one.
Go on. Wait, another rumor or another piece of support on the Venga Boys?
Oh,
and
God.
This one's from The Sun, so it's even more reputable than
God.
The Metro.
Yes.
Which is that the production team are desperate to make a fresh start. And to have a fresh start, supposedly, they're trying to get Jessie J.
That wouldn't be bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think she immediately came out and said, no, you're not. but I mean, Jesse, like, seriously, why the hell not?
Honestly, now that I think about it, that's an okay rumor. The Venga Boys rumor is dumb.
Yeah.
D-U-M, dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb, 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 dumb. This rumor is really dumb. Sorry. Nobody else? Nobody else?
No. I got it.
Okay. I know. Okay. Gina. Oh, you got Jesse J and Gina G.
Oh.
Gina G actually did really well for the UK. Just putting
all of them. You know, what if we sent Gina G and Eminem and Jesse J? If we
just OMC, had a super group. The Hot Bazaar guy? Or he died, didn't he?
He died, dude.
No. Okay. So you're saying he's not up to much?
Probably. God.
I don't think he's going to be in the running.
This is going to be a really awkward transition. Speaking of people who died, some
can't
people...
do that.
Okay. No, yeah.
Fine. I mean, we have to transition into it somehow. What do you want me to
do? I know we do, but...
Hey, we don't have jaunty theme music for this. Like, I'm like in my head, the Curb Your Enthusiasm music is now playing.
This is all staying in, by the way.
Oh,
the
God.
You lost the game from Price is Right. All right. Cue.
Okay. On a serious note, in addition to OMC having passed many years ago, we found out just this week, Claude Lombard, the woman who represented Belgium in 1968, which we just saw at Eurovision again, she has unfortunately passed away at the age of 76.
This week, we also say goodbye to Maria Mendiola, who was one half of the duo Baccara. Despite them being Spanish and singing in French, they represented Luxembourg in 1978 with the beloved, beloved hit Parlez-vous Français. Other people might know them best as the duo behind Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie.
Okay.
So a really well-known figure, both within the Eurovision sphere and beyond. So one half of Baccara, Maria Mendiola, passed away this week at the age of 69. And we also got word that we say goodbye to a really very well-known songwriter, Maria Tukaković, who was the songwriter for the Serbian entries in 2010, 2012, and 2013, as well as the Montenegrin entry in 2015. So some really, really great songs. Audio from Montenegro in 2015 is a personal favorite of mine. She also passed away this week. So we honor and we say goodbye and we say thank you to Maria, Cloud, and Marina this week. Just raise a glass to them and maybe a little snippet of Parlez-vous Français because that was a bop.
Let's do it. Godspeed to them. That's about it for the news. We're going to ramp this one up pretty soon, I think, here. But first, we're feeling the burn of questions.
Of a question? Yes. Yeah.
They have a cream for that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this question comes from Derek. Derek.
Hey, everyone. What would
Hi.
You, what are you most hoping is going to happen this year?
For Eurovision?
That's a very ominous way of phrasing
it. General.
No, just in general. For Eurovision, like, what something you most want to see or something you'd most like to happen, your wish list.
Other than me actually being there?
Other than actually going, yes.
Okay, yeah, okay.
That would be the most
I'm looking for a real underdog win. Like, it's nice that we had some real incredible songs from, like, Switzerland and France and Italy last year. But, like, those are real reliable countries. I'm looking for one of the smaller countries. I'm looking for someone who doesn't always qualify really hitting it out of the park this year.
I was going to second that. I'm going to wish for the same thing I wish for every year, is that a country that's never won before to win.
Yeah, it's still about half the field has never won, which is kind of amazing. You know, over 65 years, there's only been like 20 some winners.
And some of those countries don't exist anymore or don't participate anymore.
Or both.
Yeah.
But there's plenty Yugoslavia. Of countries that seem to send very worthy songs that just don't quite get up there. But like, if we had a fantastic entry from Greece or Poland or the Czech Republic, like, those are not off the table. All those could happen. And
I mean, Greece does have a win.
Oh, they do?
Yep, just the one.
Oh, good.
2005. But the others haven't. I feel like Bulgaria has been right there
that's
a lot. Right. It seems seems like their time's going to come one of these times.
Mm-hmm.
Malta.
Yeah,
it feels like it's only a matter of time.
They're begging for it. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. We haven't had a Baltic win since the early 2000s. Since that Estonia Latvia back to back. I would love for one of those three to take it.
Iceland.
I mean, for the sake of my wallet,
Yeah.
But, you know,
it would be a tough one, but also Iceland.
Iceland.
Iceland. But also Iceland.
But really, Iceland.
Iceland.
Yeah. I would love to see the continued trend of songs doing well at Eurovision, then translating to success, both for that song and for the artist in general. Like the success that we've seen for Duncan Lawrence and for Måneskin, for Goae, and just having actual chart success and lending further credibility to the songs in the contest and to the contest itself. Like, I want to see that continuing. Because I think in the long run, it makes the contest better. If an artist who hadn't considered doing Eurovision before suddenly is like, I've heard these guys on the radio. This is not just a fluffy pop music competition. This is credible, relevant music that happens to be in a competition. Why the heck not?
Artists seeing Eurovision as a platform for international success would be incredible. We'd have so many more people showing up. And yeah, I mean, winning Eurovision is a platform for success to some degree already, because of course it is. But like becoming a huge, huge star on the level of like winning an American Idol or something like that, that where you become an international superstar. If that's what's at stake at Eurovision, that's only going to bring out more artistry and all that. Yeah. Now, I know Derek said this couldn't be my answer, but my answer is going to Eurovision. Because here's the thing. I was all in on going after Duncan's win. And by the time 2022 rolls around, it will have been 3 years since that happened. And obviously, I still haven't been able to go. I want to go. Damn it.
It's a little different coming from you, that for sure.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, that. Thank you.
That is absolutely valid.
We will allow it.
I want...
Watch yourself, counselor.
I want to get there. It's going to mean so much to get there. And I hope it's this year. I wish I felt a little more confident about that, but I'm just kind of hedging a bit. Because we don't know. It's hard to say. The world is really different now than it was 3 years ago. And so I fully believe that that opportunity will come. I don't know what it's going to look like, if it's going to be next year or something else, but I'm really looking forward to it. And that's what I want most out of this year, is a trip to Italy, for God's sake. Italy, please give us the host city.
Yeah, seriously. We're just full circle. The lesson.
Host city when?
Host city when? Yeah. Host city how? When? Host city why? Anyway, we've come full circle. I think this is an appropriate moment to wrap this up.
It is.
Again, follow us on social media. Ask us questions. We are collecting your delicious, delicious burning questions for our upcoming 100th episode spectacular, which is really just going to be, maybe in about a month and a half, 2 months from now.
Probably right around the time the Junior Eurovision is in full swing.
Give or take. Yep. So coming up again, send those to us. You can either email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com or just send them to us on social media, Facebook or Twitter at 12pointsUSA. We would really love to hear from you. Hit us up on any of those platforms. If you would like to give us any sort of review or star rating or subscribe, please do so. Tell your friends. Keep the ball rolling. And until then, folks, we will see you next time. I, in the meantime, have been Samantha.
I have been Derek.
I have been and is Eric.
Crap. And I'm Danny.
And America.
Stop listening now. And then it's full of lion snarls, too.
Rawr. 2019 entry.
Oh, no. Kill me.
Oh, Yuri.
Should have qualified.
Give me your poop and lions too.